Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us today. Our passage comes from Hebrews chapter 11, starting in verse 24. By faith, Moses, when he was grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to be mistreated with the people of God than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. He considered the reproach of Christ greater wealth than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward. By faith, he left Egypt, not being afraid of the anger of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. By faith, he kept the Passover and sprinkled the blood so that the destroyer of the firstborn might not touch them. There's a classic study that was done at Stanford back in the 70s. You've probably heard of it, called the Marshmallow Experiment. Children were placed in a room with a table and a marshmallow on the table. The person running the test would say that they're going to walk out of the room. And if in 15 minutes, when they come back, the marshmallow was still on the table, the child would get two marshmallows. It was an exercise in delayed gratification. But it's also something of a value assessment. Is one marshmallow now worth more to me than two marshmallows in 15 minutes? Or vice versa? I wonder how much it would change if in 15 minutes the researcher brought back not another marshmallow, but 99 marshmallows. One now, 100 later. I think it would be much easier to wait for such a greater reward. And that's something of what our passage talks about today. This comes from the famous Hall of Faith chapter of Hebrews 11. It's talking about the faith of Moses. Now, Moses was by no means a perfect man. He was a murderer. He doubted that God could use him because of his speech issues. He lost his temper with the Israelites and wasn't allowed into the promised land. But God did use Moses in mighty ways. And Hebrews 11 kind of focuses on these admirable demonstrations of faith in the Old Testament. But notice where Moses' acts of obedience are grounded. Verse 26 says this: he considered the reproach of Christ greater wealth than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward. Moses made a value judgment. He knew what the life of a prince in Egypt would mean: wealth, opulence, pleasure, comfort, power, respect. But Hebrews 11 tells us that he found the reproach of Christ to be a greater reward. Now, Moses might not have put it that way when he lived before Jesus lived, but he did suffer on behalf of God's people, a prefiguring of Jesus, who suffers for the sins of the world. But Moses' hardships lead to a greater reward. A difficult life with God is greater than an easy life without God. Earthly life with God leads to eternal life with God, and the treasures of heaven far outweigh the treasures of Egypt. We see the same things in verses 27 and 28. By faith, he left Egypt, not being afraid of the anger of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible, meaning God. By faith, he kept the Passover and sprinkled the blood so that the destroyer of the firstborn might not touch them. He didn't need to fear Pharaoh or the Egyptians because he feared the Lord. And we know that from Psalms and Proverbs, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom and knowledge. I can't remember where I saw this. It was probably a Facebook meme, but I liked it. It said David didn't need to know how terrifying Goliath was. He knew how great his God was. If we can evaluate the greater reward for following God, we can certainly evaluate who we need to fear more. Not that we should fear God like we would fear an evil ruler, but our holy reverence for the Lord should far outweigh any fear of man. All this comes back to Hebrews 11, verse 6. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. If we don't really believe that God rewards those who earnestly seek him, if we don't believe we have more reason to fear God than we do our earthly rulers, then these value judgments don't make any sense at all. But if we take God at his word, these decisions don't need to give us pause. Sleeping with my girlfriend now, or having an intimately fulfilling marriage later, worrying about what my boss will say if I choose to do the ethical thing, or what my God will say if I don't. Having one marshmallow now or 100 later, it all comes down to Do we trust that if in 15 minutes he comes back, he's actually going to bring those marshmallows or not? If we believe God, it is not a difficult evaluation. God, we thank you for your love for your own. We thank you for these precious promises of your word. God, that the life of following after you will ultimately be the more fulfilling, satisfying, joy, and peace-filled life. We thank you for the examples in Scripture that point us to having faith in you. Help us to live this out. Grow our faith, forgive our unbelief, and increase our belief in you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you for tuning in to Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.